There's no better place for common sense than farming and healthcare. Or perhaps better put, follow the lead of nature's ways. Soil chemist Dr. Carrie Reams developed protocols to pretty much guarantee nutrient-dense produce and support and enhance human health. His daughter, Betty Reams Hernandez, worked with him in his many healthcare clinics and is here with us today. So stay tuned. I'm Robin with Tributaries. Betty, let me start off by saying that I'm quite happy the book you wrote with and about your dad, Dr. Carrie Reams, is available, as today I want to focus on his actual healthcare system and work, and yet your lives are such a great story for the history of American healthcare, the dominion of the AMA, and what true healthcare can look like.
Yes, we were rather surprised that there was a dominion. We had no clue until people started hearing about what he could do and started coming to us. He was on call at hospitals in Central Florida, and then all of a sudden the doctors were starting to tell him that they were being told that they could no longer cooperate with him, because if they did, they would be disbarred from the AMA. And if they were disbarred from the AMA, then they could no longer practice in the hospitals.
Right. And could you tell me approximately what year that was?
I'm sure it happened before. I was aware of it in 1969.
All right. Considering the world is relearning, our healthcare is wrapped up in the soil, it's a blessing that Dr. Reams was first a soil chemist before he focused on human healthcare.
Yes, he was. Growing up, I knew that he tested soil. He would bring the soil tests home. He would test them. He would make recommendations for the farmers or the grove owners. He would recommend that they put certain nutrients on their soil, and he could predict the outcome, predict it down to the crate, what the output would be. And it was what we call high bricks. High bricks means that it is very nutrient rich. And the more nutrient rich your food is, the healthier you are. We kids, if we caught a cold, we didn't keep it long. We did build good immune systems, but we were pretty healthy most of the time, and we didn't need to take supplements. I never had a cavity until I was 22 years old, and that's because I left home and did as I pleased.
It was probably worth a cavity, don't you think?
Oh, yes. You have to learn the hard way, definitely.
Your dad wrote that the Reams biological theory of ionization, known as RBTI, was a new scientific approach to healthcare, tailor-made for each individual's body chemistry pattern and frequency range. Now, that's the basic premise, but what does it look like? How is it carried out?
He used the Morgan testing system, and he converted it over to human substances. He used urine and saliva when he first started testing in the laboratory in the early 30s. He tested everything. He tested urine. He tested saliva. He tested blood. He tested hair. He tested skin. Anything that he could get from the body, he tested. And he found out when he tested to find out the chemistry of each part that he was testing, that he was getting repetitive results. So he was able to narrow it down to urine and saliva. And why he chose the urine over the blood was because blood has a minute-by-minute change going on, and the urine test gives you results over time.
Since you have mentioned the blood, and I know pH is very important, we've been working with pH in regards to health as being a big clue for quite some time now. And yet some people say, oh, the pH of saliva or urine doesn't really matter because the blood does not allow for much variable in its pH. So measuring urine or saliva doesn't really matter or doesn't make a difference. And I bet you would beg to differ with that.
Yes, I would. First of all, you have to realize that all disease starts in the liver. Your body is not digesting the foods to the point where you're getting the energy from what your intake is. So if you look at it from that viewpoint, we test saliva, which tells us the strength of the liver. We say what that pH should be, and then we also match the overall urine, which is giving you a picture of pretty much what's gone on in your body. The picture that you get from your urine test is what gives you the overall, not specific, but the overall indication of what's happening. And we have a series of 7 tests, 6 of which are done on the urine. And the pH is indicative of the way. It's very difficult to explain without teaching a little bit of theory, which we don't have time to go into today. But I will say this. My father taught that it isn't the food that you eat that gives you your energy. It is the resistance that happens in the digestive process. And in order for that resistance to take place, to throw off the energy in a chemical way, chemistry reaction, ionization way, in order for that to happen, you need to have a certain pH in your urine and in your saliva to provide that proper resistance. He talks about the construction of the cell, the order of elements that rotate around the molecule. He talks about anionic. He talks about cationic. He talks about energy. He was able to convert that into a mathematical process. And I know it sounds confusing and it takes a while to learn. I have just completed a 10 recording course that explains it very simply for people. It helps them to learn how to test their own numbers, how to bring their numbers back towards perfect, because he outlined what the perfect numbers should be. And the many people who came to the retreats that we had over the years were able to find that when you bring your numbers back towards that perfect level, disease cannot live within you. Your body has the ability to heal itself the way God intended, and that is literally what he taught.
Yes, and I love that considering you all were calculating energy levels and you could tell where energy loss existed and could pinpoint the location of most of the maladies in the body, it definitely did not necessitate calling out the names of diseases.
No. By pinpointing those places, the authorities decided to call that diagnosing. And my father said, I'm not diagnosing. I'm running a laboratory test and giving a report. It's like talking to the wall.
I'm so sorry. Yes, it was.
Yes. We always wanted to stay in obedience to the law. My father taught us as children, the boss may not always be right, but the boss is always the boss. He would say, if I had these numbers, I would have a problem. He was able to pinpoint anywhere in the body with his mathematical calculation. Today, I believe he took that to his grave. Today, we are able to tell you what to do to bring those numbers back towards perfect. There are people out there that are teaching theory. The man that my father passed the mantle to, Dr. Alexander Badeau, recently passed away, but his book is out there. There are some naturopathic doctors who are teaching. They're learning. They're growing. We are trying to pull together all of his lectures and writings. I'm building a website. We're trying to bring back together all of these people that kind of went underground for so many years after my father passed away, so that we can reconstruct pretty much what he did. We did lose a lot of things in the raids that occurred. My home was raided in Indiana. Our offices were raided. We never saw the things that they hauled off. We don't know what happened to them.
And yet it appears that there is quite a good basis of the information available. And I know for a fact that people are still benefiting from this system.
Yes, they are. I am contacted from people all over the world today and strictly amazed that so many people are interested in learning about what we did. I know how to bring those numbers back towards perfect. There are other people who know more than I do on the scientific level and can explain a lot of it on a very scientific level. And I'm hoping someday that we have the freedom that our scientists can reconstruct the mathematical portion. It's a wonderful journey, and I'm happy to be on it.
Oh, absolutely. Talk about the importance of minerals and perhaps an example, maybe using calcium. I know the minerals have to do with the conductivity of the ability of the body to bring what it needs, where it needs to go, and to use it.
When you look at the construction of the molecular cell, you find that there's a nitrogen core. I'm not looking at my course material and my memory is not what it used to be. But you've got oxygen, hydrogen, you've got carbon. I don't know if it's in that order, but the fourth element in rotation around that nitrogen core is calcium. And my father said there were over 350,000 types of calcium, six of which are necessary for human life. And that if we did not have a balance between those six calciums, that we would not have health. In our test, that pH is telling us what kind of calciums are at work in our body. When you have a balance of acid and alkaline calciums, you're getting a balance of mineral in your body because you cannot digest foods. You will not assimilate vitamins unless that calcium is balanced. So that's the first thing we look for. And if you have an excess of toxicity in your body, you won't be able to keep that balance in your calciums. You won't be able to digest your foods the way you should in order to give you that resistance, that energy that you need to live an energetic, wholesome life so that your body can remain healthy. There are people who have said and proven in their writings that once you have that calcium, that it will serve as a deterrent to disease. Toxicity within a body has a magnetic pull for disease. You look out into a field where there's a dead animal and you see vultures circling and going down to eat that dead animal. Well, bacteria and all of this stuff comes into our body to consume that which is not healthy. A very good example of that was back when I was probably 12 years old. I opened the Orlando Sentinel paper one day and was very surprised to see my father on the front page of the newspaper standing in front of the citrus groves that he had serviced. And the owners of the grove were there and they were holding shotguns, holding the authorities off from digging up their groves because of nematode. They said, well, if we don't dig it up, the nematode will spread. And my father said, there is no nematode in this grove. This is a healthy grove, and nematode only attacks a sick grove. And they had to take it to court, but they won that court case, and that grove was fine. Its output was healthy. We have proven time after time that happening in agriculture, well, it happens in people's bodies too. If you keep your body healthy, your immune system will stay in place and your body will not be serving as a magnet for disease.
Yes, that's very well said. Thank you, Betty. And when I first started learning about this before our interview, I was so amazed at the wisdom of zeroing in on the type of calcium you would need to ingest as a supplement if your pH was a certain number. Minerals are so key, and taking it to that level is just brilliant. And I can see why people could be regaining their health so well doing this system.
We are very happy to share our information. And like I said, if there are people with more of a scientific mind that have questions, I can put them in touch with people who can answer them better than I can.
Well, I think you're doing very well. You could put on a white coat and I think fool just about anybody.
for the years that my father was alive and he was teaching classes. He always took my brother and my sister with him to help him. And he always left me behind because he knew that I knew what to do at the retreats. So anytime somebody's body chemistry was beyond a certain range, he would recommend that they stay in the retreat because he said it takes energy for a body to heal. And if you're out there doing the work and trying to support your body, you're wasting the energy that you need to heal. So people would come and they would stay at our retreats. And I guess we had about 11 or 12 of them in the country at various times. And it was a wonderful experience to see these people come in and heal. We didn't do it. All we did was balance the body chemistry.
Right. Yes. And
God's natural healing did the rest.
Betty, tell us about the nutritional counseling aspect. Of course, it is individually prescribed, but what is the diet like? Are there definite aspects or foods that are always recommended, or are there foods that are always on a do not eat list?
We do have what we call, don't laugh too hard, but it is funny, a no-no list. And there are certain things that are on that no-no list. You will find different people who followed my father. Some of them have a no-no list 10 feet long. My father's was very short. He said, no black pepper. He said, don't eat black pepper because it is very sharp and it will scrape the edges of your colon and it will fester. He said, no chocolate, no black tea. Chocolate and black tea both have tannin in them, which restrict the walls of the kidneys. He talked about cellular exchange. He said that if you don't exchange every cell in your body every 6 months, then disease is going to start. Because he said God was not in the secondhand business of repair, that he would throw out an old cell and create a new one. So in order to throw out that old cell, you have to be detoxifying your body. You have to be drinking enough water. He recommended that people drink half of their weight in ounces of water, and he recommended distilled water.
Yes. Now, why distilled water?
Because distilled water is pure, and we want to wash stuff out. And if you try to clean a counter with a dirty sponge, is it going to clean the counter? He talked about how the cell was built and what happened when a cell died. He said that when a cell starts to die, a space forms inside of it. And this is in the core of the cell. The space opens up the cell just a little bit and a gas forms. And then water comes in and washes the cell out. And at that time, the cell should be going in to the bloodstream and filtered out through the kidneys. If you're not drinking your water, that's not going to happen. If you don't have the minerals inside of your body that you need to build the new cell to take place where the old cell was, that's not going to happen. So we can tell by that test if the minerals are there where they need to be. And we can tell by that test if your kidneys are functioning properly to get rid of the cells that are washing out, the dead and dying cells that you don't need anymore. Because got new cells forming. And yes, if kidney walls are restricted, they won't go through. They'll thicken your bloodstream.
Wow, so much common sense.
And there's more no-nos. We follow the kosher rules. He talks about frequency, and that is the time it takes the electron to travel around the perimeter of the molecule. He said, if you know the frequency, you know the diet. He found that those frequencies in those animals, the pig, the goose, the duck, the crab, the shrimp, the unclean meats, operated on a frequency that was so different that it took energy from the human body rather than gave energy to the human body. He said it was like running high test gas in a Volkswagen. We don't want to burn up our engine.
No, I did that before.
That's on our no-no list. There's a few other things on our no-no list. We're very careful with white flour and white sugar. If our body chemistry is in a good range, a little bit is fine. We have found a few people who didn't respond to anything but white sugar. So we don't say that white sugar is a big no-no for everybody, but we do tell people to be cautious. And our test will reveal who's allergic to what.
Wonderful. I read in your writings that at one point, I believe it was your brother-in-law who started developing a computer program for test results. And I would be so leery of that.
Well, everybody got a little bit greedy. Everybody wanted to do their own thing with it. Everybody was trying to get everybody to do what everybody wanted, but everybody wanted something different. My father said that he was not ready to use the program until it was a little more accurate. Somebody tried to kill him. He was poisoned. He was in the hospital in and out for a year. We just kind of dropped that from there on, and we don't know what happened to the computer program. Today, we have a gentleman who has built a computer program, but it simply takes the numbers and recommends the food or the supplements that are needed. It doesn't pinpoint the disease. I never did see an output for the original computer, but we are being very careful with new ones that are being made, and we are making sure that ones that are in use are giving the right information. It's not the same program that they had.
Right. Well, that's good news, I think. Dr. Reams formulated special mineral supplement formulations, and can you tell us about them? Are they still available?
Yes, they're still available, and they're manufactured by a company in North Carolina called Daily Manufacturing. My father manufactured certain vitamins and minerals because he said he couldn't find them processed that way anywhere else. But he first observed some of those things happening to enrich the output in the fields in Florida. And he found minerals that were colloidal. He processed and manufactured a product called Mincol, which has got over 60 colloidal minerals in it. And it is refined so that it is very easy to digest. He's got different types of calciums that were also very refined, and he encapsulated them rather than put them in a tablet because he said that was easier to digest. So there are certain products that are formulated according to his instructions so that they were easy for a system that wasn't functioning quite properly for the purposes of bringing those numbers back towards perfect.
Now, on a slightly different topic, Betty, you credit learning the difference between religion and spirituality to setting you free. How did you see that working in your life?
The heart is where God is. And when I learned that religion says, do this, do that, do the other thing, or you're sinning, you're a bad person. But when I went in my heart, I found the love of God. When I went in my heart, I found blessing. When I went in my heart and I asked God to open up the doors for me, to teach me unconditional love, to teach me how to love my neighbor as myself, and to teach me how to let my light shine before all, God answered my prayer. And a love came over me that I have never forgotten. And as I have learned my lessons through this life, I hold on to that God within me. And there is no church that can tell me that's wrong. Spirituality speaks through the heart. Religion speaks through the brain. I'll go to my heart any day.
Absolutely. And your dad had a very definite conscious connection to the divine as well. How do you see this affecting his results? Whenever I see, we'll put it in quotes, a true healer, they might use this supplement or that food, but ultimately, being around someone like that has quite a power.
Yes, it does. It has quite a power. But the one thing that is needed is to have an open heart and an open mind. Some people think meditation is New Age, but it was through prayer and meditation that my father found this theory. It was prayer and meditation that taught him what he needed to do. It was prayer and meditation that helped him heal when he was paralyzed from the waist down. It was prayer and meditation that opened up the doors for him. Today, it is prayer and meditation that gives us the answers we need. And he never let go of that for one moment. He wasn't real good at explaining to me how to do it. But in 2015, I retired and all of his memoirs came into my possession. And I sat down and I typed them onto my computer. And as I did, I found a man who knew God. I found a man who knew how to listen to the voice of the divine. And I found a man that had bridged science and religion and found spirituality. And when I read his memoirs and I saw what he had been through, that helped me learn. And that's why I wrote about that in the book. He got his answers from the Lord, and we can do the same.
And the one thing I didn't ask you, would you consider yourself a medical intuitive? I kind of got that idea reading your books.
I wouldn't consider myself medical. I am somewhat intuitive. I do hear a voice that guides me, and it is a very beautiful, comforting, healing voice. I asked for it. I prayed for it. I believe that I have angels and guides that guide me. Just exactly where this comes from, I don't know. I believe my father watches over me from wherever he is.
Nice.
Sometimes somebody will ask me a question about RBTI, and I open up my mouth to give them the answer of, I don't know, and the answer comes out. I don't know how that happens. I believe that anyone who has their heart in the right place and have really mastered, and I'm not there yet, I'm working on it, really mastered their spirituality, they don't need RBTI. They can need anything they want.
Right. Is there a directory of people that do this work?
Yeah. And when we have a class, there's a naturopathic doctor that I work with. Well, there's several, but this one particular one has a very good understanding of RBTI. And he has joined us to teach classes. And what we do is we have people come in. We feed them breakfast, lunch, and supper. And in between breakfast, lunch, and supper, we lecture. We do tests twice a day. We test at 10 o'clock and we test at 2 o'clock, just like we would in a retreat, so that the people can see what's happening inside their bodies. Wow. And how they're handling the food they eat. And then in the evening, the doctor will go over everybody's numbers and tell them what they need to do. And they are learning at the same time how to eat in order to bring their numbers back towards perfect.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And God bless you in your journey. I admire it.
Many thanks to Betty Reams Hernandez. For any guest information, to listen to archives, share resources, or sign up for weekly programming, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. Podcasts are on iTunes and Google. And let us know if you want to hear Tributaries on another podcast. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks so much, everyone, for staying tuned.